You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. We turn the page from the women's contest. We get set for the men's contest. We're going to get started just a little bit later than our scheduled 4 o'clock start. No surprise there. Been in on enough of these classics to know that you can run overtime pretty easily by 5 minutes or so, and pretty soon 5 turns into 10, and that is what it will be here this afternoon. And now the scoreboard is blinked off here at the Boltman Center, back up and running, about 4 minutes away from the start of today's contest. Let's take a closer look at these two teams, Bellevue and Dort. And on the men's side of things, for the defenders, they played a week and a half ago already. They've been off since. It's been a strange year in terms of trying to get some regularity to your schedule. The Bellevue Bruins, by comparison, this will be their 5th game already, playing in the North Star Athletic Association. Let's take a closer look at the Bellevue Bruins, first of all. 3-1 this year. 2 of those games have been against Dort's Great Plains Athletic Conference rival, the Briarcliff Chargers. Bellevue started the season with a 3-0 mark before falling to Briarcliff in a low-scoring game 1 week ago tomorrow, 64-56. Briarcliff and Bellevue played on October the 24th to start the season, and the Bruins won that game 82-79. Bruins are scoring 74 points per game. They allow 63.3 points per contest. Bellevue also converts 47.7% of its field goals, while opponents make 40.9. Bellevue has a 37.8-28.5 rebounding advantage, and they limit teams to 34% three-point shooting this season. Lewis Hayes is scoring 13.8 points per game to go with 5 rebounds. Kashawn Bruner has 10.3 points per game average to go with 6 rebounds. Jalen Wiltz and Jonah Brown are both scoring 9.5 points per game for a balanced attack, and Jamel King is scoring 8.5 points per game. King leads the team with 5.5 assists per game. Bruner is the leader in rebounds. The Defender men are 1-0 after surviving a game at Kansas Wesleyan on October the 28th. That was an 83-80 margin for the Defenders. Dort converted 45.3% of its field goals in that game, and they were out-rebounded 41-30. Jesse Jansma scored 17. Jacob Biss added 15. Garrett Franken chipped in with 14. Bryce Kopik came off of the bench with 10 points, had 3 assists. Cade Bleeker scored 9, and he had a team-high 6 rebounds. The Defender men posted a 22-9 record last season, had a 13-7 GPAC mark. Dort leads the series with Bellevue. I was shocked when I totaled everything up. 14-7, the Defenders are with Bellevue, and the last meeting happening already 8 years ago, on October the 30th, 2012. Some of the names in that one: Jordan Vogel, 22, Austin Kachi, 17, Chris Severs came off of the bench to score 13 in that win at Bellevue. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the Dort Defenders, they will start number 2, Jesse Jansma, 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 17 points per game. Number 3 is Cade Bleeker, a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 9 points per game. Ben Gasink is a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 3 points per contest. Number 22 is Garrett Frank, and a 6'7 senior from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 14 points per game. And Jacob Viss wears number 34. He is a 6'7 freshman from Rock Valley, averaging 15 points per game. Off of the bench, Bryce Kopik, 5'11 freshman from Haywarden, 10 points per game. He wears number 4. Caleb Harmson, 6-foot junior from Rock Rapids, averaging 3 points per game, wears number 5. Camden Belis, a 6'9 sophomore from Parker, South Dakota, averaging 7 points per game. Number 0, DJ Feikstra, 6'5 senior from Sioux Falls, averages 3 points per contest. And Kendrick Van Kickerix, number 15, a 5'11 senior from Rock Valley, is averaging 2 points per game. For the Bellevue Bruins, Lewis Hayes wears number 2. He is a 6'6 junior from Stockton, California, averaging 13.8 points per game. Number 12 is Jalen Wiltz, a 6'4 senior from Corona, California, averaging 9.5 points per contest. Jonah Brown is a 6'4 junior from Clovis, California, averaging 9.5 points per game. Number 32 is Jamel King, a 6'5 senior from Oakland, averaging 8.5 points per game. And number 34 is Matt Blaney, a 6'5 senior from San Luis Obispo, averaging 3.5 points per game. Off of the bench, Kishon Bruner averages 10.3 points per game. He's a 6'3 junior from Sacramento, California. And number 14 is Michael Wright, a 6'5 senior from Oakland, California, averaging 7.3 points per game. Justin Motley, 6'10 junior. He's from Cleveland, Ohio, averaging 8 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the opening tap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Our officials today, Jeff Kopecky, Jacob Stater, and Chad Slagle. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Bellevue Bruins in their black jerseys, black shorts, purple numbers trimmed in white. The defenders in their white jerseys, yellow lettering, the Dort script across the chest, and black numbers. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're set for basketball. Jacob Viss will be jumping it up against Lewis Hayes. Might be giving away a little bit of girth to Lewis Hayes. Bellevue does not contest the opening tap. Gaysink for the basketball. Gives it off to Garrett Franken. And Franken gives it off to Gaysink. Gaysink for the basketball. Gaysink passes it back over to Franken. Franken with it at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble over to Viss. Viss comes back right side over to Jansman. Jansman over the basketball. Nothing there. Bleeker. Bleeker at the top of the key. 10 to shoot. Comes back to Franken. Franken on the left side. Back to Cade. Cade Bleeker with it on the wing. Bleeker back over to Gaysink. Gaysink. Three. Good. Ben Gaysink with the three-point bucket, and the Dort defenders take the lid off of the basket, leading 3-0. 3-0 our score. Bellevue basketball. Jalen Wiltz. Wiltz with it on the elbow. Now gets the return pass. Wiltz at the free throw line. Wiltz passes it back out on the perimeter. With it is King. King driving with the left hand. Lays it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. Jamil King with the basket. Dort leads 3-2. Jesse Jansman answering with a three. Good. Jesse Jansman knocks down the triple from the left wing in transition. And the Bruins will bring it back the other way. King with the basketball. King passes it up front to Brown. Brown with it. Brown gives it up to Hayes. Hayes at the top of the key. Gives it off to Wiltz. Wiltz to Brown. Brown in the lane. Nothing there. Hayes. Hayes working against Viss. Draws the double team. Shot no good with the left hand, and the rebound is cleared by Ben Gaysink. Gaysink into the lane. Back over to Jesse. Jesse high arching three. Missed it. No good. Bleeker knocks the ball away momentarily, but it's picked up by Bellevue. Bruins coming back the other way, trailing 6-2. King. King hesitation on the left elbow. He gives it off to Brown. Brown to Wiltz. Wiltz to Brown. Brown at the free throw line. Guarded there by Bleeker. Comes back. Right side. This is King. King working against Jansma. Fires it. Left corner. Wiltz. Wiltz. Three. No good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken over to Gaysink. A little over 2 minutes gone in this one. Gaysink out front and Jansman. Jansman driving in, drops it off for Viss. Viss layup good. Jacob Viss with a two-point basket after Jansma was able to draw the defense with the penetration. He drops it off to Viss for the easy two-point basket. It's as easy as it's going to get today. Dort with a steal, back the other way. Viss, Viss in transition, throws it down. Jacob Viss with a slam dunk. And the Dort defenders lead it 10-2. 17:09 left to play here in the first half. Bellevue basketball. They go to Blaney, first time he's touched it today. Pass goes out front to King. King to Brown. Brown drops it off for Hayes. Hayes working against Viss. Hayes kick out back over to Brown. Brown goes right side Wiltz. Wiltz into the corner. Brown. Brown shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by the defenders. Dort with the basketball, Franken. Franken goes back over to Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the wing. Cade driving the lane, lays it up with the right hand, and he got fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jonah Brown. So Brown whistled for the personal foul. Bleeker will go to the free throw line. This will be the first set of free throws Bleeker has shot this season. First free throw for Cade, up and good. Another free throw on the way for Bleeker. Dort up to an 11-2 lead. Bryce Kopic also in the game for the defenders. Checking out Jansma. So Jansma and Viss are out. Bielus and Kopic are in. Second free throw on the way for Bleeker. Bleeker's free throw up and through. So Cade Bleeker, couple of points on free throws. Dort leads 12-2. King passes left side. They look down low. They find Hayes. Hayes working on Bielus. Bielus bothering him with his height and giving away some poundage, though. Left side it goes Kopic. Kopic to Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Ben into the lane. Drops it off for Bielus. Bielus out front. Kopic. Kopic shakes left, goes right. And hand check called on the Bellevue Bruins and Jalen Wiltz. Wiltz whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. 12-2, Dort leading, 16:06 remaining in the half. Vinny Belcaster checks into the ballgame now for the Bruins. Checking out is Wiltz. Ball comes into Frank and ball fake. 12-footer, left baseline, left it short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Bruner. So Bruner also in the ballgame at the last break for Bellevue. Right corner three is good for Belcaster. Belcaster checks in and knocks down a triple. Dort leads 12-5. Gasing with the basketball. Bleeker trying to break back door. Instead, Gasing will maintain the dribble. Gasing goes into the corner to Franken. Franken moving left with a right hand. Good. Garrett Franken, the fifth different player to score for the defenders already. It's 14-5. Belcaster passes it off. They dump it down low to Hayes, and Hayes on the broken play. His two-point basket is good. Dort leads 14-7. Kopic out front. Kopic, he's going to pull the trigger for three. Off the heel, no good. And the rebound is cleared, and getting the run out is King. King driving in with the right hand, good. King with a long rebound, got a running start at it. Dort was in transition. Now a quick three by the defenders and Franken, and the defenders a little quick on the trigger. And back we go the other way, Bruin basketball. Right side, Belcaster. Belcaster drops it down low for Hayes. Hayes working against Bielus. Hayes fading away from 10, no good. Rebound cleared by Bielus, gives it away to Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Ben out front, uses up the dribble with the right hand, rolls it down low for Franken. Franken backing his man down. Two-point basket, good. Garrett Franken able to back his man down. That went a little too easy for the Bellevue Bruins' liking. We see a couple new players coming in at the next break for Bellevue. Bruner driving in with the right hand. His shot no good. Delayed whistle and a foul on the play called on Camden Bielus. So Cam is going to be whistled for the personal foul. 6'9 sophomore from Parker, South Dakota, called for the personal foul, his first. And team foul number one against the defenders as well. Kishon Bruner will go to the free throw line where he is 13 of 16 this season. And he's shooting his first free throws of the day. First one up and good for the left-hander. He's got another one on the way. DJ Feikstra, Jesse Jansma, and Caleb Harmson checking into the ballgame. Kopic and Bielus staying in the game for Dort. Another free throw on the way for Bruner. Trying to make it a five-point game. And that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Feikstra. 16-10, Dort with a six-point lead. Kopic on the right elbow to Harmson. Harmson Swing it around left side over to Jansma. Jansma, Bielis. Bielis, left baseline, facing up 15 feet from the hoop. Goes back over to Jansma. Jansma calls for a clear out. Instead gives to Feikstra out front. Feikstra back to Jesse. Jansma with it. 5 seconds to shoot. Jansma hesitates. Fade away from 12. Catches iron. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Bruner. Quickly back the other way. And we will have a foul called on Harmson, I believe. Harmson whistled for the personal foul. Belcaster pressing the issue as he brought it into the front court. Bellevue inbounding the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball is inbounded to Hayes. Hayes with the basketball to King. King with the ball. King gives it back to Hayes. Hayes with it, working against Viss. Hayes, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Kopic. Hayes has gotten some pretty good looks in the lane, just hasn't knocked them down. Pass comes back over to Jansma. Jansma, three ball from the wing, no good. Rebound cleared by Bellevue and King. King with the basketball. King goes left side, three, missed, no good. Rebound weak side, taken away by Kopic. Kopic, the freshman from Hayward in Iowa, with it into the front court. Kopic in the lane, kick out pass back over to Jansma. 20 to shoot. Now Harmson. Harmson to Feikstra. Feikstra to Kopic. Kopic out front, guarded by the post player. They give it to Feikstra on the elbow. Feikstra inside, puts it up with the left hand. It's good. DJ with a 2-point basket. Dort leads 18 to 10. That was a pretty good stretch with no scoring. Bruin basketball. Kashawn Bruner working against Harmson. Stops on the elbow. Shot is up, no good on the baseline drive. Rebound taken away by the defenders, and Feikstra has the numbers 4-on-2. Gives it to Kopic. Kopic will pull the trigger for three. Good. Bryce Kopic with the 3-point basket. He's not bashful. 21-10. Dort leads by 11. 12 minutes remaining. First half of play. Bellevue coming into the game 3-1 this year. They get it high post to Hayes. Hayes working on Viss. Instead gives it back over to King. King in traffic. And we have a travel called on King as Kopic impeded his progress. Set up, looked like he was going to take a charge. And the ball goes back to the defenders on the turnover. It was a travel violation officially. Dort leading 21-10. With 11:46 remaining in the half. Kopic will bring the basketball up. Bryce, a freshman from West Sioux. Last year was played at West Sioux High School. Helped the Falcons to a state tournament trip. Gives it off to Feikstra. Feikstra to Harmson. Harmson, Jansma. Jansma on the right wing. Nothing there. Used up his dribble. Now comes back out front Viss. Viss to Kopic. Kopic back to Jansma. Seven to shoot. Viss. Viss drives in, layup with the right hand, good. Jacob Viss with a 2-point basket. Dort leads by Baker's dozen, 23-10. 23-10 our score, Bellevue basketball. Out front, driving in is Kashawn Bruner, and Bruner is fouled on the play. It'll be Bellevue inbounding the basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Feikstra will check out. Checking in is Garrett Franken. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Bruner. So Bruner to trigger it. Bruner gives it up to Hayes. Hayes to King. King, they look down low to Hayes. Hayes working on Viss. Hayes trying to back in now. Wheels in with a right-handed shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Kopic. Bryce Kopic with the basketball. Foot race the other way. He's underneath. Kicks it back out to Garrett. Garrett long two, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Jansma. His two off the heel, no good. And the ball hits the cable above the basket, running up to the ceiling. And that's out of bounds. It'll be Bellevue basketball, and the Bruins have seen enough. They want a timeout. Back with more after this. Dort leads 23-10. 10:31 left in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. 10 minutes into this ball game, Dort, nice start. They lead 23-10. Weak side help. Bellevue kicks out the pass. And three on the way for Jalen Wiltz. And Wiltz makes it 23-13. Dort leading by 10. Ball underneath to Franken. Franken driving in. His shot, no good, and they're going to whistle a charge on Garrett Franken. Franken whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number four on the defenders. King with it. King gets a ball screen out front. Gets the return pass now. Lobs it down low for Hayes. Hayes working against Viss. Loses it. Picked up by Jansman in transition. Has Harmson. And Harmson turns it over before he hits the floor. Might have been a foul. Might have been a foul possibility, but Harmson stepped on the end line out of bounds before he was able to draw that foul. 23-13, defenders up 10. 9:45 left to play in the half. Bringing the basketball up will be King. King across half court. King on the right elbow. Drives in. Shot is blocked by Bielis. Rebound cleared by Gasing. Ben driving in. And Ben has it blocked out of bounds by Kashawn Bruner. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball. Vinny Belcaster back into the game. And we've got a new player that we haven't seen yet today. Justin Motley. All 6'10" of him from Cleveland, Ohio, matching up now with Camden Bielis. Ball's inbounded to Jesse Jansma. Jansma, 12-foot right baseline jumper is good. Dort leads 25-13. 25-13, Dort leading by a dozen. With the basketball, Wiltz. Wiltz shot no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders and Bielis. Gasing back to Bleeker. Bleeker right side, Jansma. Jansma with it. And the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bellevue. It'll be Dort basketball after Motley taps it away. Throwing the ball in will be Bleeker with 9:02 left in the first half. Dort leading 25-13. This Bellevue team allowing 63 points per game. That was the thing that Coach Brian Van Haften talked about this week. Pass goes in to Bielis after Gasing was corralled. And Bielis floats one in from a couple feet. It's 27-13. Talked about this Bellevue team defending very well. Might be challenging to find your own shots, but you're going to have to generate offense differently. So far, Dort's been able to do that. Pass out front, three on the way, Belcaster, and Belcaster has his second three of the day. Dort leads 27-16. That was a straight-on three for Belcaster. Gasing with the basketball out front. He gives it to Bielis. Bielis, now Jansma. Jansma, ball fake. Franken, baseline jumper, missed it from 17 on the left side. And the rebound is cleared by Bruner. Bruner with the basketball. Bruner on the left side, hesitates, drives in. His left-handed shot is good. Bruner, a left-handed player. He's got three. Dort leads 27-18. Gasing with it on the left side. Ben, shaking right, driving left, lays it up with the left hand. Good. Ben Gasing with 5 points. Dort leads 29-18 after Gasing knocks down the driving left-handed shot. Bellevue back the other way. Bruner. Bruner on the right elbow. Bruner picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Belcaster. Belcaster with a couple of threes already to his credit. Fire it back outside. Three on the way for Bruner. He rattles it in. Bruner with six. Dort leads 29-21. Gasing. Left side. Bleeker. Bleeker head fake. Falling out of bounds. Gets it back. To Bielis, shot by Cade from the left corner, no good, hits the side of the backboard, and here comes Bellevue trying to cut into the 8-point lead. Bruner in between the circles out front. Bruner on the left side, driving in. Bielis trying to block it, and Bruner gets to the hoop again. Bruner now with 8 points, and the defender lead is 29-23. Back it goes, Franken, intended for Franken. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It'll be Bellevue basketball. 29-23, defenders up 6. New players checking in. Kopic, Kendrick Van Kickeriks for the first time. DJ Feikstra, Jacob Viss, and Kate Bleeker. Bellevue basketball. This is Jonah Brown. Brown with it at the free throw line. Brown comes back out front, driving in with a right hand, and the layup is good for the Bruins. And now Dort struggling to stop the dribble drive by Bellevue. It's 29-25. Into the corner it goes to DJ Feikster, and we've got a hold called on the Bruins. I believe that's going to go on Wiltz. That's number 2 on Wiltz. Checking back into the game is Lewis Hayes. Checking out Justin Motley, so Motley did not go long in that rotation. Pass into Feikstra. Feikstra tries to tap it out for Kopic, and the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It'll be Bellevue basketball with a chance to cut further into the lead. 29-25, Grandview basketball. And Grandview now facing a zone defense applied by the defenders. With it out front, Jamel King. King to Wiltz. Wiltz back to King. King with it, 10 to shoot. He'll put up a 3. It's good. King with 7. Dort leads 29-28. Kopic with it on the right wing. Dort's gone dry from the field. Got to find a way to get things going again. Cade Bleeker comes back over to Jacob Viss. Viss driving in with the right hand. Puts it up. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Cade Bleeker held on the play. Cade will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul is charged to Paulo Araujo. Cade Bleeker will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity, and Cade's free throw is good. He's got 5 first-half points. That stops the run. 10 points in a row for the Bruins. Dort was up 29-18 at one point. Grandview cut it to 29-28. Before that old-fashioned three-point play by Bleeker. Short shot, no good by the Bruins, and King, as he tried to back Van Kickeriks down. Kopic, 3, good. Bryce Kopic from the left wing answering his second 3 of the day, and the defenders lead 35-28. Back-to-back three-point possessions by the defenders. Drive left side, Brown. Brown all the way to the right block before he's cut off. Comes back out front. Araujo. Araujo drives in, and they give it up to Hayes, and Hayes is fouled. He'll get credit for the basket. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul is going to go on DJ Feikstra, and for DJ, that is foul number 1. to 30. Defenders leading by 5. Lewis Hayes to the free throw line, trying to make it a 4-point ball game. And Hayes' free throw is up and good. Hayes with 5 points, 56% free throw shooter. 3-point play makes it 35-31. Defenders by 4. Throwing the ball in will be Jacob Viss. Viss gets it in to Kopic. Kopic will bring it up. Bryce Kopic across the timeline. And Bryce gives it up to Cade Bleeker on the wing. Man-to-man defense applied here by the Bruins. Jacob Biss out on the three-point circle. Comes back to Franken underneath to Bleeker. Bleeker layup good. Cade Bleeker with 9 points, seven points, and the defender lead is 37-31. Pretty good ball movement that time by the defenders. King drops it off for Hayes. Hayes is going to be called for double dribble. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. Jansma back in. Kendrick Van Kickerix will check out. 37-31, defenders by six. Ball's inbounded to Bryce Kopic. Kopic across half court. Bryce goes left side. Franken. Franken gives it back to Bryce. Picks up his dribble. Now Bleeker. Bleeker goes to Franken. Backdoor cut. Kopic. Kopic. Circus shot. Reverse. No good. And the rebound taken away by the Bruins. Bruins. King. King. Nothing there. Hayes. Hayes. Shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Viss. Jacob Viss into the front court. Viss taking it hard to the hoop. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Jacob Viss with 8 points. Dort leads 39-31. Quickly up the floor with it is King. King goes down low to Belcaster. Now King. Jamal King into the lane. His shot no good. Rebound put back no good. Rebound cleared by Viss. Viss over to Kopic. Kopic into the front court. Bryce in traffic. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound Viss. Viss layup no good. And the rebound is cleared by Bellevue. Bellevue, player shaken up. That was King. King never made it down the floor, and Dort was attacking. And until the attack ends, you don't stop play. And as soon as Bellevue secured the basketball, then the play was whistled dead. Now we'll have a substitution in for King with 2:38 left to play in the first half. It was King's drive to the basket. He came up holding the bridge of his nose. Trainer came over to talk to him. And it appears that he is okay. No ice. And they're not assessing him at this point. We'll see if they need to or not. Seated right across from the bench area, so it should be able to see that if it begins to happen. Pass right corner, Belcaster. Now back over to Blaney. Blaney, Belcaster. Belcaster, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Jesse Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jesse out front with the ball. Dort leading 39-31. Jansma back over to Kopic. Kopic out front, 1:59 and counting, first half. Dort leading by eight. Franken with the basketball. Franken down to the baseline. Franken, off-balance shot, no good. Chases down his own missed shot off the deflection. Comes back to Viss. Viss, three ball, good. Jacob Viss with 11 first half points. Dort leads 42-31. 1:35 remaining in the first half. Belcaster hands it back over to Bruner. We're going to have wholesale changes for the Bruins at the next dead ball. Belcaster gives the ball up to Blaney. Blaney, lob pass down low. This is Motley. Kick out pass. Three is up and good. Three-point basket for Blaney, answering the three by Jacob Viss. Driving in is Gaysink, and Gaysink is held on the play by Motley. Dort will shoot free throws. So shooting the free throws will be Ben Gaysink. Gaysink, his first free throws shot this season. Trying to extend it back to a 10-point ball game. First free throw by Ben, no good. Left it a little long. He's got another one coming. Kopic checks out of the ball game. Also checking into the game is Bielis. Jacob Biss will check out with 1:08 left to play in the half. Dort leading 42-34, pending another free throw. That one by Gaysink left it short, no good. I don't think it drew iron, so it'll be a Rebound for the Bruins. They'll inbound the basketball. Out of bounds. And the Bruins will roll it in to Jamel King. King will pick it up at half court. King hands it off to Wiltz. Loose basketball picked up by the Bruins. Nothing there. Now Wiltz. Wiltz to King. King with it. 15 to shoot. King driving in. Hands it off to Hayes. Hayes with a slam dunk coming from the right baseline. 42-36. Defenders by half a dozen. 15-second difference. Shot clock and game clock. Gasing for the basketball in between the circles. He goes to Franken. Franken on the left elbow. Back over to Ben. Ben three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Bellevue, and they can hold for the final shot if they wish. Jamel King will bring it up. King across the timeline. Jansma backing up to the three-point circle. King still with his heels near the half-court stripe. 8 seconds now. He'll go into motion. King with the basketball driving in with the right hand from the left side. Good. And the Bellevue Bruins get the basket to end the first half. And we played 20 minutes. Jamel King with 9 first-half points. Dort leads 42-38 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back. We'll check in with our halftime numbers in a little bit. Also check in with KDCR News, our news headlines for today. All that comes up at halftime here on KDCR. We're at halftime, Dort 42, Bellevue 38 in men's basketball play. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center 88.5. We're at halftime, and the numbers look like this. Dort leads 42-38. They have not trailed in the first half. Dort got up by double digits at 12-2. That was part of a 9-0 run. Led by as many as 13. That was at 23-10. That was at the midpoint of the first half of play. Bellevue cut it all the way down to 29-28. And the defenders got back-to-back three-point possessions. A three-point play by, was it Cade Bleeker? And then a three-point basket as well to go up 35-28. Built the lead to as many as 11 again at 42-31, but Bellevue closes the first half on a 7-0 run. That's where we're at halftime, 42-38. We'll take a break and be back with a look at the numbers from the first half right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort, 17 of 32 from the floor, 53%, 5 for 12 on 3, 42%, 3 of 5 on free throws, 60%. For the Bellevue Bruins, 15 of 32 from the floor, 47%, 6 for 10 from the three-point line, 60%, 2 for 3 on free throws, 67%. Dort with a 21-14 rebounding advantage, turnovers even, 4 turnovers apiece, neither one of these teams. Defense that is built for turnovers. There you want to limit the opponent's good shots. And so far, I will say that both teams have gotten pretty good shots. And shooting percentages reflecting that. Dort 53%, Bellevue 47%. Individually for the defenders, Jacob Viss with a game-high 11 points in the first half of play. 7 for Cade Bleeker, 5 for Ben Gasing, 5 for Jesse Jansma, 4 for Garrett Franken, 6 for Bryce Kopic on a pair of threes, DJ Fikstra with 2, Camden Bielis with 2. For the Bruins, they were led by Jamel King with 9 points in the first half, Lewis Hayes with 7. 3 for Jalen Wiltz, 3 for Matt Blaney, 6 for Vinny Belcaster, 8 for Keshawn Bruner, and 2 for Paulo Araujo for their total of 38. Dort's rebounding effort. Garrett Franken leading the way with four. Three each for Jacob Biss and Jesse Jansma and Bryce Kopic. Also three for Camden Bielas. Ben Gasing credited with four assists in the first half of play. For the Bruins, Jameel King, as I said, with 9 points, 4 for 9 from the floor. Lewis Hayes, just 3 of 10 so far from the field. He's gotten some pretty good shots, hasn't gotten them to go. If they start dropping, the defenders will have to figure out a way to counter that. We're at halftime, Dort leading Bellevue 42-38. Earlier today, the defender women defeating Grandview 75-64. Dort was up 45-24 at halftime. Bellevue got as close as 9 in the second half, and it's an 11-point ball game to finish it, 75-64. Carly Gustafson, 18 points and 5 rebounds for the defenders. Maya Shemileski, 14 points, as well as the defenders total it up. 48 of their 75 points coming from the bench. Defenders will be back in action tomorrow afternoon. They'll be playing at noon, taking on Sterling. Men will play Viterbo at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the second half of action right after this. Bellevue basketball to start the second half. They've been as close as 1. Dort's been up by as many as 11. And we've got a foul called away from the ball as we start the second half of play. The foul goes against Jesse Jansma. I believe that's number 1 on Jansma. No one in foul trouble for the defenders. Jalen Wiltz with 2 fouls for Bellevue. Checking into the contest will be Kashawn Bruner. Ball's inbounded to Hayes. Hayes at the free throw line working on Biss. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Lewis Hayes with 9. He's going to be a matchup problem yet before the day is over. He's been able to get into the lane, just hasn't finished his shots. Dort will have to find a good way to defend him for some success. Gasing drives in over the right hand. Off the heel too strong. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Bellevue. Bellevue with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. With it out front, Bruner. Bruner with the basketball. Bruner gives it up to Wiltz. Wiltz to King. King leaning his way in. Has to kick it back out on the perimeter. This is Brown. Brown to Hayes. Hayes to King. King on the left wing. Gives it back to Hayes. Hayes layup. Rims out. No good. Loose basketball, though, picked up by Bellevue. Bellevue will retreat to the perimeter. Picking it up is Bruner. Bruner got the offensive rebound, waits for his team to come back into the front court. And now Bruner with the basketball. Into the corner it goes. And a driving lay-in by Kashawn Bruner. Bruner with 10. And the Bruins have tied it up for the first time today at 42-42. Out front, Jansma. Jansma beyond the three-point line, hesitates, gets to the free-throw line, now picks it up, gets it back over to Bleeker. 15 for the defenders. Cade down to the baseline. Cade drops it off for Gasink. Gasink layup, good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled by Kashawn Bruner. Gasink will go to the free-throw line to try for the three-point play. 44-42, Dort regains the lead after Bellevue tied it on the last possession. Ben Gasink with 7 points. Brown will check out of the ballgame. Blaney is back in. Free throw by Gasink is short, no good. Gasink struggling from the free throw line here this afternoon. 44-42, our score. Gasink retreating on defense. This is Hayes working on Viss. Hayes, shot blocked by Viss. Rebound, Jansma. Ahead it goes Gasink. Giesink with the basketball back to Franken. Franken drops it off for Viss. Viss count the hoop, and he is fouled. Jake Viss with a blocked shot on one end, finishes on the other, draws a foul in the process. He'll go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Foul is charged to Jameel King, his first. Checking out of the ball game will be Bellevue. Their Bellevue's post player, Lewis Hayes. Free throw on the way for Jacob Viss. Viss, free throw, good. Jacob Viss with 14 points, and the defenders lead 47-42. Five unanswered by the defenders. Bruner working on Giesink, stops on the left elbow. Ball deflected by Jansma, picked up by King for the Bruins. King driving in, throws it right side, three on the way, splashing it in is Matt Blaney, his second three of the day. 47-45, Dort with a two-point lead. Now Franken drives from the left elbow. He gets his shot to go. It's 49-45 on the driving lay-in. Blaney passes into the corner. King. King, kick out pass. Right side, Blaney. Blaney, another three. That one's no good. And the rebound is cleared by Garrett Franken. Franken across the timeline. Garrett on the left side with it. Puts it up, and it is blocked out of bounds by Motley. It'll be Dort basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ben Giesink to toss it in. Giesink on the left elbow gets it into Jansma. Jansma, three, missed it. No good, too strong. And the rebound taken away by King. King, it's a foot race. He drops it off for Blaney. Blaney's basket is good. And a foul on the play called against the defenders. So a basket. And that's going to go against Jansman. That's foul number three on Jesse. Kopic is in. Jansma will check out with 16:46 remaining. And the free throw is good. So the three-point play for Araujo, he's got five. Dort leads 49-48. 16:35 left to play in the game. Jacob Viss, backdoor cut. They give it to Franken. Franken layup good. Garrett Franken with eight. Dort leads 51-48. King driving baseline. And King steps on the sideline, out of bounds on the baseline. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort basketball. Dort inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Jacob Viss. Viss inbounds to Giesink, and Giesink will walk it up. Ben with the basketball across half court. Pass left side, Bleeker. Bleeker to Viss. Viss looking for Franken. No back door open that time. They get it back over to Kopic. Kopic to Franken. Franken shovels it outside Bleeker. Bleeker three. Missed it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Bellevue. Bellevue driving the other way. Hayes. Hayes. Breakaway. Up and good. He's got 11. Dort leads 51-50. Giesink hands it back over to Kopic. Kopic with the ball. Kopic gets caught up in the air. Ball's down on the floor. Now picked up by Hayes. And very nearly picked off by Frank. And he tips it out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. It'll be Bellevue basketball with a chance to take the lead. Bellevue has not led tonight. Dort scored on a three-pointer to open it. It was then 3-2, and Dort went on a 9-0 run to go up double digits, 12-2. Led by 8-12 points for much of the, or 8-11 points, much of the first half. Bellevue made a run to get back to within one. Dort answered, and now Bellevue has tied it in the second half and are within one on this possession. Right side, three, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Bleeker. Cade with the basketball. Goes right side, Giesink. Giesink, 30 feet from the hoop. Ben gives it off to Garrett Franken. Franken at the top of the key. Garrett on the left side, his 17-footer. Missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Bellevue. Bellevue driving in. That is Hayes, but Hayes is fouled on the play. And there is one thing on Hayes' mind when he gets the ball, and that is go to the hoop hard. Built like a fullback. To go along with 6'6". They list the weights on the Bellevue website. He's 6'6", 240, and he is all of that. And he's been a difficult matchup for the defenders today. Missed some shots in the first half, and now he's just simply going as hard as he can to the basket. He's got 12 points. Seven in the first half, five here in the second half, and he can give Bellevue their first lead of the day with a made free throw, and he does. Bellevue leads 52-51. DJ Fikester inbounds to Bryce Kopic. Kopic across half court. Bryce with the basketball on the wing. Still has his dribble alive. They're face guarding Gasing, trying to keep him from getting the ball to set up the offense. Kopic hands it back over to Gasing. 14 to shoot. Lobs it down low for Bielis. Bielis, backdoor cut, Harmson. Harmson to Fikstra. Fikstra, layup, good. Count the hoop, and DJ will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. DJ Fikstra came down the right side of the lane, got that extra pass for the lay-in, and he finished. Jonah Brown whistled for the personal foul. That's his second. Fikstra to the free throw line for a three-point play, and he makes it. DJ Fikstra, 5 points. Dort back in front, 54-52. 14:30 remaining in the game. Brown with a basketball. Brown working against Harmson. Goes back out front. Wiltz, three, up, good. Three-point basket by Vinny Belcaster. He's got nine. And the defenders trail 55-54. Belcaster knocks down the triple. Kopic with it out front. Bryce hesitating. He passes back over to Bielis. Now Kopic. Kopic right side. Fikstra. Fikstra into the lane. Stops 10 feet from the hoop. And he drags his pivot foot. Fikstra whistled for the travel violation as he came to a stop about 10 feet from the basket. Drags his pivot foot. Dort trails 55-54. Bellevue with a chance to build on the lead. Belcaster driving in, lowers his shoulder, puts it right in the middle of Bryce Kopic's chest, knocks him down, and a charge foul called against Vinny Belcaster. Belcaster called for the personal foul, and for Belcaster, that's his first. So Bellevue will play defense now. Dort walks it up the floor with Ben Gasing. Gasing across the timeline. And we have a hold. They're trying to disrupt the defense, face guarding the second guard for the defenders. Belcaster this season came into the game. He had not scored. He was 0 for 2 on three-point shots. Here this afternoon, though, he has made three three-pointers. Bellevue leads 55-54. Bellevue by one. 13:46 remaining in regulation. With it out front is Kopic. Pace of this game has settled more into a defensive struggle. This is Gasing, 12 to shoot. Gasing in traffic. Kick out Bryce. Three on the way. Off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Bellevue. Ball tapped away from behind by Caleb Harmson, but he steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Bellevue basketball. King is in. Belcaster is out. Belcaster has been the surprise today. Those are 9 points you didn't plan on for Bellevue. Came into the game 0 for 2, but he has been a knockdown shooter today with three threes. Out front with it is King. King working on Jansma. Jansma playing with three personals. King underneath. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Jansma does not have the numbers. Bellevue retreating defensively. Jansma right side gives it underneath. This is Fikstra. Fikstra backing his man down. DJ in traffic. Up strong. Good. DJ Fikstra. 7 points. 56-55. Defenders by a point. 12:58 remaining. King drives in. Gets the layup to go with the right hand, and I thought the rim protector, Cam Belis, was going to be able to knock that shot away. He did not, and he gets rung up for a personal foul in the process. So Camden picks up his second personal foul. King will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. He's got 11 points so far. Shooting for number 12 here at the free throw line. Free throw on the way for King. 6'5 senior from Oakland, California. Misses. No good. And the rebound is cleared by the defenders. Dort trailing 57-56. They give it underneath to Jacob Viss, and Viss is fouled on the play. Bit of a mismatch there. They're going to try to defend him with Matt Blaney, a 6'5 senior from San Luis Obispo. Kopic gets the ball inbounded. This is Fikstra on the right side. Fikstra, Harmson. Harmson, three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Bellevue. 57-56. Bruins into the front court. King hesitates. Reverses. Left wing. Driving in. Kick out pass. Top of the key. Three is good. That's a three-point basket for Jonah Brown. Brown with his first basket today. Now Kopic the other way. Might have gotten away with a travel and turned it over. They give it back. And driving in for the slam dunk attempt. No good by Hayes. Bellevue got the rebound back, and then it was swiped away from King, and he kicks it out of bounds. Lewis Hayes is going to bring the basket down. Driving in, takes off, high flyer, and ends up knocking that one off the heel. No good. Dort ends up with the basketball back, 60-56. Dort with six timeouts remaining, Bellevue with five. And a turnover by the defenders, and the defenders may need to use one of those six timeouts, and they will. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, back with more after this. Bellevue basketball after the timeout, Dort trailing 60-56. Wiltz passes it off. This is King, seven to shoot. King, nothing there. Back outside Wiltz, and Wiltz is going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Dort defenders. Dort down four. 60-56, 11:29 remaining here in this contest. Dort led 42-38 at halftime. And the defenders, Bryce Kopic, will take it up the floor. Gives it off to Jesse Jansma. Jansma, Bleeker. Bleeker stops. Nothing there. Kicks it back out front to Jansma after Bleeker had it underneath the basket. Three for Jansma is good. Jesse Jansma's second three of the day. And the defenders within a point, 60-59. Driving underneath. Nothing there. They give it off to Hayes. Hayes working against Viss. Hayes puts it up, shot no good. Dort defending him pretty well for the most part. Franken coming back the other way. Franken driving in, his shot no good. They're going to call a charge on Garrett Franken. So Franken whistled for the charge. For Garrett, that's number two. That's one of those you'd like to have a look back at. We will later tonight in all likelihood. With the basketball, Belcaster. Belcaster gives it back outside, and a three-pointer from the right wing for Jonah Brown. And the defenders are down four again, 63-59. Jake Viss back to Jansma. Jansma in between the circles. Jansma drops it off inside for Viss. this. Off of the glass, no good, but there for the putback is Garrett Franken. Franken with 10 today, 6 in the second half. Dort trailing 63-61. Midpoint of the second half, Hayes working against Viss. Hayes, little floater over the top of Viss with the right hand, good. Hayes with his 8th point of the second half, 15 for the ball game. Dort trails by 4, 65-61. Jansma left side, Viss. Viss, lob pass down low for Bleeker. Bleeker into the lane. His short shot is good. Cade Bleeker with a 2-point basket. He's got 9. Dort trails 65-63. Bellevue basketball with the left hand on the elbow. This is Brown. Brown driving with the right hand, lays it up good. Jonah Brown, 8 second-half points. Dort trails 67-63. Right side Franken. Franken into the lane, stops. And we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It'll be Dort basketball. 9:08 remaining in the contest. Dort trailing 67-63 to the Bellevue Bruins. Throwing the ball in will be Ben Gasing. Gasing gets the ball inbounded. And it's tipped away from Frank and out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball again. Deep right corner out near the three-point circle. Gasing to trigger it. Gets it into Viss. Viss to Frank and 15 to shoot for the defenders. Right side Jansma. Jansma, 3, good. Jesse Jansma, his 3rd 3 today. Dort back to within a point, 67-66. Dort uses a timeout. They've got 4 remaining. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Back with more from the Boltman Center in Orange City right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Under 9 minutes to go in regulation. Dort trailing 67-66. Bellevue basketball. 3 on the way by King. Tough shot falling away. Rebound cleared by the defenders in Jansma. He does not have the numbers. Angles off to the left wing beyond the three-point line. Gives it over to Frank, and Franken back to Jansma. Jansma is held on the play. Jesse got held up. That's going to be foul number 6 against the Bruins. No, foul number 7. Dort will be at the free throw line for the rest of the contest. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Jansma. Foul, by the way, was called on Belcaster, and that's his 2nd. Well, for reference, going to notch this down. 8:32 left to go in the game. Dort trailing Bellevue 67-66. Now, the Bruins traveling light today. Just 5 players on the bench. Jansma, first free throw, good. He's got another one on the way. 5 players on the bench, 3 coaches and a trainer. First free throw's up and good. Second one is up and down as well. 13 for Jansma. Dort regains the lead. 68-67 on a pair of made free throws by the senior guard. Bellevue basketball, driving in is Wiltz. Pass deflected, taken back by Garrett Franken. Franken gets it over to Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Right side it goes Jansma. Jansma, Viss. Viss trying to feed it underneath. Ball deflected out, and it's picked up by Bellevue. No. Stepping on the sideline out of bounds was Bellevue. And giving chase was Jalen Wiltz. So Dort gets it back. Now the question that I believe Bellevue is asking is, was there actually a change of possession? And they are going to say that there was a change of possession. It'll be Dort with the basketball. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Ben Gasing with it on the left side. Hands it off to Jesse. Jesse Jansma gets the return pass. He's downhill, driving to the hoop, lays it up, and wave it off. He was held before he took the shot. Foul is called on Jalen Wiltz. That's his 3rd. And Jesse Jansma will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Jansman's first free throw up and good. Another one on the way, trying to reestablish a three-point lead. 7:55 left to go in the contest. A second free throw up, and this one's good as well for Jansma. Jansma, 10 second-half points, 15 for the ball game. Dort leads 70-67. Bellevue basketball. Jonah Brown. And Brown tried to hand it off to Motley, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bellevue. It'll be Dort basketball. Brown is out of the game. Checking in, you have King back in. Motley is out. Hayes is back in as well. Looks like the original, well, not quite the original starting five. Keyshawn Bruner still in the game. He did not start. He's got 10 points. Gaysink gives it to Jansma. Jansma trying to get downhill again. Unable to do so. They give it over to Viss. Viss, three from the left wing. No good. Rebound cleared by Bellevue. Bellevue over the basketball. Belcaster. Belcaster gives it off to King. King is shoved on the play. Foul came before the shot. That's going to go against Jansma. I believe that's number four on Jesse. Jesse Jansma called for his fourth personal foul. He's the only player in foul trouble for the defenders. He's the only player with more than two. Bryce Kopic is going to check into the game. Jansma will take a breather. We'll see how long he stays on the bench. 7:24 left to go in the game. He checks out. Dort leading by three, 70-67. Bellevue to throw it in. They get it into Hayes. Hayes in the lane, puts it up over the top of Jake Viss, comes back to the left hand. His lay-in is good. Two-point basket for Hayes, 70-69, Dort by a point. Kopic with it on the left side. Bryce picks up his dribble, comes back over to Ben Gaysink. Gaysink gets a ball screen. They switch. Gaysink at the top of the key. Backdoor cut. Kopic. Kopic shot no good, but there for the rebound, and the putback is Viss, and Jake Viss is fouled. Viss with the putback, and he's fouled, and an opportunity for the defenders to go up four. 72-69, still a long ways to go in this one. 6:58 left in regulation. Looks like that women's basketball game between Northwestern and Sterling will get started late. Viss, free throw, missed it. Strong, no good. Dort maintains a three-point lead, 72-69. 6:55 remaining. Out front with it is Bruner. Bruner gives it up. Back to Blaney. Blaney hit a three. He's had a three in each half. Facing up is Hayes against Viss. Stripped by Kopic. Picked up by Bellevue. Bruner. Bruner underneath. Bruner gives it back to Hayes. Hayes for the tie. Missed it. No good. And a foul. A hold called against Bellevue. And I believe we're going to have a one-and-one on the other end. That actually might be foul number 10. So Dort will be in the double bonus. We'll see if my math is correct on the fouls. It is. Kopic will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kopic with 6 points today. All of them in the first half on a pair of three-point shots. Fykstra checking in at the next break for the defenders. Bryce, first free throw, no good. Kopic with another free throw. 2 for 3 now this season. Second free throw on the way for Kopic. That one's up and good. 73-69. Dort reestablishes a 4-point lead. Kopic with 7 points. Here come the Bruins. Bruner. Bruner looking. Bruner gives it back to Belcaster. Belcaster to King. King to Belcaster. Belcaster on the right wing. Belcaster, a freshman from Chicago. Pass nearly deflected by Fykstra. Picked up by Bellevue. This is King. King on the left side. 4 to shoot. 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Bielus. Bielus gives it up to Gaysink. Gaysink across half court. Gaysink with the left hand. Free throw lane extended. Lob pass underneath, Bielus. Bielus throws it down. Camden Bielis, 4 points for the big fella off of the bench, 75-69. Good post production today for the defenders. Bellcaster on the left side, guarded by Kopic. He fights over the top of the ball screen. They feed it down low to Hayes. Hayes working against Bielis. Hayes puts it up, and he is fouled before the shot. This will be a 1-1 for Hayes. Lewis Hayes came in averaging a team-high 13.8 points per game. He's got 17 by my count, pending a 1-1 opportunity. 5:22 remaining in the contest. Dort 75, Bellevue 69. Dort on a 5-0 run right now. 1-1 opportunity for Hayes, 56% free throw shooter. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Bellevue initially, and then it's saved in to Ben Gasing. Gasing takes it across half court. Fykstra with the basketball. Dort with a chance to extend the 6-point lead. Fykstra picks up his dribble. Passes over to Bielis. Bielis in between the circles. Gasing underneath to Fykstra. Fykstra throws it out front. Gasing, 10 to shoot. Into the corner. Kopic, 3-ball. Bang, bang, bang. Bryce Kopic with the 3. He's got 10. And the defenders lead it 78-69. Driving the other way, King. King is fouled on the play. Foul came before the shot attempt, I believe, so it'll be a 1-1 opportunity. They're going to call that foul on Caleb Harmson. Harmson whistled for the personal. With 8:32 left to go in the game, Dort was leading 68-67. They have outscored Bellevue since then 10-2 over the ensuing, we'll call it, 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Now King shooting a 1-1, and he misses the front end of the 1-1. Dort coming back the other way. King now 0-for-2 from the charity stripe. This Bellevue team, not a great free throw shooting team. They're okay, 74%. Loose basketball, Kopic on top of it. Kopic fighting for it. It's still loose, and Caleb Harmson latches onto it, and now we're going to have a jump ball. A jump ball that'll be Bellevue basketball with 4:28 remaining. We had four or five players down on the floor after it. Dort unable to maintain possession, though, and here come the Bruins down by 9, 78-69. Garrett Franken's going to check into the game. DJ Fykstra will check out. On the floor for the defenders, it's Gasing, Kopic, Franken, Bielis, and Harmson. For the Bruins, Wiltz, King, Bruner, and I believe Brown. Get it over to Wiltz. Wiltz feeds it down low. Hayes. Hayes facing up. Hayes won't come out of the game, or at least I would be shocked if he did. This is Bruner. Bruner puts it up with the right hand. Shot no good, but a foul on the shot. It's going to go on Bryce Kopic. Bryce Kopic whistled for the personal, and for Bryce, that's number one. Bruner will go to the free throw line where he's 1-for-2 today. Both teams will be in the double bonus from here on out. Bruner's first free throw, no good. Bellevue was 1-for-3 from the free throw line in the first half. They have shot. This will be the 7th free throw shot of the second half. They are currently 3-for-6. So all total, that'd be 4-for-9, with the 10th free throw of the night coming for Bruner, and Bruner line drives that one through. So Bruner makes 1-of-2. He's 2-for-4. My Ireton Christian math tells me that is 4-for-10 and 40%. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 78-70, defenders by 8. Dort basketball when we resume play in a moment. Both teams are in the double bonus. Dort leading 78-70. Bryce Kopic takes it across the half-court stripe. They pass it off left side over to Cade Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Dort by 8. Jansma shakes right, goes left, now drives in, and he's fouled on the play. And Jesse will go to the free throw line for another 2 free throws. Trying to extend the lead to 10. Jansma, 4-for-4 from the free throw line today. Dort was 3-for-5 from the free throw line in the first half. First free throw on the way for Jansma is good. He's got another one on the way. 5-of-5 now, and Jansma has 15. This will be the ninth free throw shot by the defenders in the second half. I beg your pardon, this is the 11th free throw shot, and Jansma makes it. 9 of 11 is Dort in the second half, all totaled 12 for 16. 75%, Dort up double digits, 80 to 70. Shot is challenged by Camden Beelis on the attack at the rim by Lewis Hayes, and Hayes is fouled on the play. And Hayes will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And if you're Dort, you'd rather have Hayes shooting free throws at 56% for the season than knocking down point-blank shots. First free throw by Hayes is good. And just like that, he makes a liar out of me. Beelis checks out. Checking in, Jake Viss. Dort leading 80-71. Pending another free throw by Hayes. Hayes has been a matchup problem all game. Second free throw off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken gets it away to Kopic, and the defender lead is 80-71. Kopic with it out front. Bounce pass, Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker gets it away to Jansma. Jansma, Franken. Franken to Viss. Viss, layup, good. Jacob Viss, he's got 18 today. Dort up double digits again, 82-71. 3:08 remaining. Hayes loses the dribble. It's picked up by Wiltz. Wiltz back over to Hayes. Hayes back out front, Bruner. They'll try to break Franken down off the dribble. Back outside it goes. Shot on the way, 3. Missed it, no good. Tap attempt, no good. Kopic keeps it alive. Jansma picks it up off of the missed shot by Belcaster. And Dort now with an 11-point lead. They can play and start to use the clock. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 2:40 on the game clock. Kopic out front with a basketball. Bryce with the basketball goes out front. Franken. Franken gives to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma, left side, Bleeker. 3, missed it short, no good. Didn't follow his own shot. Bellevue comes away with it. Bellevue with the basketball. Bellevue, they give it to King. King on the right elbow. Bellevue looking like a little tired right now, fatigued. As I talked about it, a short bench for them. Driving in with the right hand, laying it up as Wiltz, and the Dort lead is 82-73. Both teams with timeouts remaining. Dort getting sloppy with it. Turnover. Bryce Kopic strips it. And those are the kind that will drive you crazy if you're a coach. You've got an opportunity at worst to take some time off of the clock and shorten up the game. Instead, you turn it over, and now Bellevue, an opportunity to shoot free throws with the clock stopped. And an opportunity to cut into the 9-point lead, 82-73, and there's still plenty of time. 1:55 remaining in the game. Wiltz will shoot 2. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. First one, no good. Fortunately for the defenders, Bellevue has not shot free throws well today. First free throw by Wiltz was no good. First missed free throw of the season in 8 tries. Now he makes his 9th try of the year, and the defender lead is 82-74. We have a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the Boltman Center right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Bellevue will show full court pressure defense. Dort gets it inbounded to Jesse Jansma. He's in the backcourt. Gets it ahead, Garrett Franken. Franken across the timeline attacking. Comes over to Jake Viss. Viss to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball back over to Kopic. 1:43 and counting. 17 on the shot clock. Dort will shorten the game here. Take some time off of the clock. Jansma out front. Jesse rolls it inside for Viss, and it's taken away by the Bruins. Bruins up and running with it. Layup of the right hand is good for Bruner. Bruner with the basket, and it's a six-point game, 82-76. We still have over a minute to go. Kopic with the basketball. Kopic puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but he is fouled on the play. Bryce will go to the free throw line to shoot two with 1:14 left to play in the contest. Wasn't that long ago, Dort had the ball up nine. Dort hasn't scored since then. It was 82-73. Two free throws on the way for Bryce Kopic. First one is up and good. A second free throw on the way now for Kopic. He's got 11 points. Following on the heels of a 10-point performance at Kansas Wesleyan a week and a half ago. Second free throw is up and good for Kopic. Kopic with 6 second-half points. And now the defenders will use one of their 4 remaining timeouts. They have 3 left after this timeout is utilized. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. 1:14 left to go in the game. Dort leading 84-76. Feel like the defenders a stop or two away from finishing this off. And Dort gets a gift. Bellevue turns it over on the ensuing possession. Dort will work the offense with 1:04 remaining. Well, that now both teams have committed critical turnovers late in the game. Dort up 3 possessions. They can take it down near 45 seconds before they take a shot. Jake Viss with it right side. Jansma. Jansma hesitates. Free throw line jumper. Missed it. No good. Dort with a rebound. Jake Viss. Viss will slam it down. Jacob Viss ends up with it at the free throw line. You think they're going to pull it out and run more clock. Now Franken with a blocked shot. Bellevue long two. No good. And that just might do it. 31.7 seconds left. Dort gets a dunk on one end on a broken play where Jake Viss at the free throw line, and everything just parted for the freshman from Hull, Iowa. Back that up, Rock Valley, Iowa. My apologies. I know how territorial we can get. Prepped at Western and Hull, but native of Rock Valley. Dort leading 86-76, and now we have a foul called on the inbounds play. Should do it. You're up 10 with 30.5 seconds remaining. Notice I said should. Dort in a position here to go 2-0 to start the year. They'll get a challenge tomorrow from a veteran Viterbo team. Viterbo playing Northwestern this evening. First free throw by Kopic is good. And the freshman, he's not bashful. He's got 13 points. 4 for 5 now from the free throw line in the second half. Second free throw is up, and that one rattles. No good. 4 for 6 tonight, Kopic. Dort leads 87-76, 23 seconds and counting. Bellevue basketball, Belcaster. Belcaster misses. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken over to Kopic, and Bellevue will concede. The defenders are going to pick up an 11-point win here this afternoon over a very good Bellevue Bruin team. 11-point win for Dort, 87-76. Your final as the clock winds down with Bryce Kopic standing with the ball at midcourt. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. Up next, the Wireless World post-game wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Wireless World post-game wrap. The Dort defenders, 87-76 winners today over the Bellevue Bruins. Dort led 42-38 at halftime after leading much of the first half, anywhere between 11 and 8 points most of the half. They settled for a 4-point lead at halftime, 42-38. Bellevue, near the midpoint of the second half, grabbed a 4-point lead on several occasions. The first time at 60-56, the other at 63-59, 65-61, and 67-63. Dort then went on a 7-0 run to go up 70-67, turning that 4-point deficit into a 3-point advantage, and Dort never trailed again. Made their free throws at the end and secure an 11-point win tonight, 87-76. Quickly scanning the statistics as Coach Brian Van Haften takes a seat beside me. 54% shooting from the field, including 8 of 21 from the 3-point line. 12 turnovers for Dort, 11 for Bellevue. Where are the rebounds? Yep, 41-26, good rebounding day for the defenders. And Coach Van Haften, good win for your team today. Things went really well in the first half. Second half you got challenged, kept it at a 4-point difference, and then finished really well. Just seemed like a good college win, a good win for your team today in men's college basketball.
No question about it. Our guys did a really nice job the last 9 or 10 minutes of the game today. Really played a good first half, too. I mean, Bellevue's got a really nice team. They got a couple guys that we can't guard. You know, Lewis Hayes is a really nice player. Jamail King is a reigning MVP in their league. And I thought Jesse and Ben did a pretty good job, and Bryce on him a little bit. But he's just going to score once in a while. I thought they shot it well today. I mean, for us, it was secondary, the arc. We wanted to guard the rim. That's because they wanted to get going downhill. And their shooting kept them in it. But I really liked the way we passed the basketball today. 22 assists, 12 turnovers. We had a couple of bad turnovers there down the stretch a little bit. But other than that, really passed the ball well, executed well, rebounded better tonight than we did last time. And made our free throws.
In the second half, you get down by 4. How important is it, and I always say it, to maintain contact with the opponent? If they're going to make a run, it's a 40-minute game. It's rare that you can lead start to finish, especially against a good team. How important is it to simply maintain contact and not let that 4-point lead turn into 6, 7, 8, 9 points?
Well, I mean, absolutely, it's really important. And so we were close to having to call another timeout. But what I love about our guys, I've got a lot of confidence in them. I believe in those guys. They believe in each other. They got a lot of faith in themselves and the team. And, the guys were very positive on the bench, very confident. And I was really happy with just our body language out there tonight. And it's just something we got to continue to be good at if we want to beat really good teams like Bellevue is.
Football coaches always talk about that jump from week 1 to week 2, how much they improve. I watched your game online at Kansas Wesleyan, game 1 or week 1, if you will.
Yeah.
It seemed like your team made a jump from game 1 to game 2, a pretty significant jump.
I thought so too, Mike. I appreciate you noticing that. We really had really good practices, especially Tuesday and Wednesday this week, and last week we did too. We had put some things in front of the guys we really wanted to be better at. You know, we don't want to be a team that gets out rebounded by 11. We just need to be more physical in the little things, the details. I thought we did a really good job with that today. I mean, just rebounded the ball better. Our attention to detail was better. Our attitude was still the same, which was always good. Offensive execution just a little bit better. So, I mean, I thought we saw more confidence today. Camden Bielis played better today. I don't know if he scored more, but he just played better. He looked better out there. Bryce Kopic looked better out there today. And Ben Gasing played better today. And so now we just got to get our best players, Garrett and Jesse, to continue to keep moving forward too, and they will. So, Jacob played better today too.
4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and you had a pretty good crowd here. And I think sometimes we take that for granted, the whole fan support. And I read something about Iowa State women's basketball and their play-by-play guy, that he always made a point when they were building their program to thank the people for coming. I think that's something we oftentimes take for granted. But here we are, 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon in early November, and a fair amount of people showed up.
Yeah, man, we love our fans. When we sell recruits, one of the things that we believe is better than anybody else is our fan base. Our fan base is always ready for us. They're just great fans. I see them on the street. They love Dort basketball. And so it was great to have them here today. Great to have the parents out. You know, they didn't have a chance to go to the game last week. And so, yeah, we love our fans. Our guys love our fans. And we look forward to having them be back to again tomorrow.
Yeah, let's go get one tomorrow against Viterbo, a veteran team coming back. There'll be a stiff challenge, but coming off a win, let's see if we can get two this weekend.
Let's see if we can do it, Mike. Thank you so much.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften talking about today's game. Let's take a look at the box score. The Dort defenders today, 32 of 59 from the floor, 8 of 21 from the three-point line, 15 of 21 from the free throw line. That comes out to 54% on twos, 38 on threes, 71 on ones. Bellevue, 29 of 59 from the floor, 49%. One, two, and I think we lost connection there for just a moment. So the wonders of the internet. Let's back it up. Bellevue, 29 of 59 from the floor, 49%. 10 for 21 from the three-point line, 48%. They did shoot it well. Free throw line, not so much. 8 of 15, 53%. Dort was led in scoring today by Jacob Viss. 20 points today for the freshman from Rock Valley. Jesse Jansma, 17 points. 4 of 10 from the floor, 6 for 6 on free throws. 10 for Garrett Franken. 13 for Bryce Kopic today. 4 for 6 from the free throw line. 9 for Cade Bleeker. 7 for Ben Gasing. 4 for Camden Bielis. Rebounds, Dort. 9 rebounds for Garrett Franken. 6 each by Jesse Jansma and Ben Gasink. 3 for Bryce Kopic. 5 for Camden Bielis. I think Camden should have gotten a block shot in there as well. He did not. 7 assists for Ben Gasink today. 6 for Garrett Franken. 4 different players with 1 steal each for the 2-0 defenders. For Bellevue, they were led by Lewis Hayes, 18 points. He got 18, but he had to take 19 shots to get there. 11 points for Jameel King, 13 for Keyshawn Bruner off of the bench. Vinny Belcaster, 3 of 7 from the arc, 9 points. 6 for Matt Blaney, 8 for Jonah Brown, and 6 for Jalen Wiltz. For Bellevue's total of 76. They were led in rebounding today by Blaney and Hayes with 4 rebounds each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, and the Wireless World postgame wrap, and I think that's going to do it. The defenders come away with a sweep today. The women defeat Grandview 75-64, and the men get an 87-76 win over Bellevue here this evening. That's going to do it for our broadcast. We'll be back on the air in about 18 hours or so. It'll be a noon start time, Dort versus Sterling in women's college basketball, followed at 2 o'clock by Dort versus Viterbo in men's college basketball action tomorrow afternoon. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.